Yeah, copy that. I'm sorry to hear about that. I've had some similar story, not similar stories, but similar conditions where that could have happened to my dogs. I've got one ducky. I have three dogs, actually, but one of them in particular likes to get out of the fence and run around the neighborhood, and I put a stop to it when she started running in the road, and the animal control came and visited my house. They told me I had to start tying her up, so she's been tied up ever since. But I've got three dogs, and they've been into porcupines. That's the closest injury they've ever had is porcupine quills. My one dog has gotten into porcupines 5 times, and the other one twice.
Good evening. 22 hours. Mostly clear. 72 degrees.
Wow, that's something else. I can't believe that. We've never had anything like that happen. But I know that we had one other dog that I don't know what it was wandering off and then fell into a very very deep hole, and it took place way up north, and I remember hearing about the story. I mean, I remember the dog. I mean, his name was Meg, and the other dog's name was Breaker, the one that had three legs. I know that sounds a little strange, but anyway, Meg was not very smart. And he just wandered off and then walked, you know, and then down he went into a great big hole, and my dad and his friend were trying to figure out how to get this dog out of this really deep hole, and they had devised some form of plan to get him out, and they managed to get him out of the hole, and gee whiz, and I'm like, holy cow, what are you going to do, right? But some dogs are not very smart.